Yeah, that's what I thought I kind of heard or read. Manufacturer says, no, don't do that because you're taking away drainage and things of that nature. So I don't know. I'm at the age now where I don't keep a car or truck long enough for it to rust. I just say, okay. I'm actually at the point where I'm thinking of trading up my my Ram. On a funnier note, I was making fun of Eastside driving schools. I saw a guy with a 3/4-ton pickup truck. He was stuck at the intersection of Grosbeck and Hall Road. I'm going to say, I don't know, for not too long, 2 or 3 minutes, but enough to hold up traffic. 4-wheel drive truck. And I was teasing the guys at work, all the younger guys. I said, so you guys go to driver's training. Don't they teach you how to use 4-wheel drive if you got a 4-wheel drive truck? And the guy I work with, kind of funny story, he says to me, he's got a half-ton, I think it's all-wheel drive, but he's got a half-ton truck, and he says, I don't even know where the button is on my truck. And I just shook my head. I thought, oh, my gosh, you live in Michigan, you got a 4-wheel drive truck, and you don't know how to turn it on. Like, I think that's kind of important. Go ahead, Tim. You know how to turn yours on?